Ah, that was a scintillating discussion this morning. I did hear a piece of that. They were doing some form of straw poll. Can we get him a water, by the way? This man is going to expire before 2:15.
How about just a new studio?
Okay, Aretha, we'll get right on that. Listen,
because no, I'm fine. And the second I step in here, ask David. I can hear it.
I feel terrible. I don't know what to do. Can I get you a water?
I got water. I got everything.
All right. Early this morning, before we dive right into the topics of the day, what was the genesis of them discussing who the whitest person at the station was? What did I miss there?
Cookies did their two grand slam, and one of the questions was, who had the song More Money, More Problems? Except for Cookies was like, who had the song More Money, More Problems?
Oh, dear.
And he was like, did you guys have me read that so I sound like the whitest guy at the station?
Oh, dear.
And then it took off from there of who was the whitest guy at the station.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So it was
noted.
So the ticket texters text in.
Who won the competition? Because I heard the part where Gov basically on a daily basis has to tell people he doesn't live in Tecumseh.
Right.
He lives in maybe with two E's. But still, I felt bad. Like, geez, I feel bad he's at his kids' games. And they're like, hey, how's the Tecumseh area?
Right. The power of Mike.
Right.
So
who won the poll?
I think it's kind of sounded like it was Cookies.
I think there was a lot of Wojo votes as well.
Oh, yeah. Wojo came in at the last second. And they were like, yeah, it's Wojo.
Odyssey.com Rewind if you'd like to hear those shenanigans. Let's begin the day. Now, look, we have a big game tonight. But I want to wait a day to do Tiger baseball. We are officially in a chase, being three games out. But I want to wait one more day because we have football we still have to get taken care of. And let's be honest, the Tigers are still going to be there tomorrow. And maybe even closer. We'll see. But I have some data. I've got the full presentation ready to roll today. I just want to do it tomorrow. So here's what I want to bring up to you. College football. We'll get to Lions a little later in the day. But college football, here's how we're going to do this and keep this inclusive. It's very simple. How much, if at all, are you going to reset your expectations with your team? Michigan, Michigan State. Michigan was woeful. For many, a reality check. For me, a reality check. I thought they'd play much better. They didn't belong on that field with Texas, period. For Michigan State, it's intriguing. It's improvement. Whether that moves you at all, I don't know. So it's like the airing of the grievances, Rico. I got a lot of problems with you people. Except we are going to air the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
How much, if at all, are you altering them, Michigan, Michigan State? We can go around the room. I want to certainly hear from the people. I can deliver mine last if you like.
No, we're good.
That's fine. But I truly think this was eye-opening both ways for both fan bases. So, Rico, if you want to bat leadoff on this, I'll wait. I'm interested in you guys and how we're doing this. Because he's had the harshest opinion. Okay? David has had the harshest opinion. I may have had the most rosy one saying, look, I think they're a 9-3 team.
Right.
But where are you?
Right now, as far as Michigan goes, I'm looking at this team, Mike. They have an inability to score. They're going to struggle. And this defense that was lights out, it's good. I don't know if it's lights out. I actually talked about it on the pod. It's coming out the Five Star Zone later today. Well, you know. I don't know. It's good. It's not great.
Okay.
Texas really showed how to beat it. They gave everybody a blueprint. Now, granted, everybody doesn't have Texas players. But, you know, when you watch the first game that they had, it was like, okay, Fresno State kind of showed you some things. Texas took it and expanded upon that playbook. I don't know. I'm leaning more towards David. I'm not quite there at 6-6, but I will say I'm looking at a 7-5 team.
David, lock them in. 7-5 for U of M for Rico L. Beard. Michigan State.
Michigan State, I had them at 7-5. I think that that's their ceiling. I don't think that they will get this miraculous, oh, it's a great run like K-9. That's not going to happen. They're going to be in a lot of 50-50 games. I'm going to leave it there, but it's going to be kind of like that Maryland game. Man, you're going to sweat this thing out. When you go and you play Indiana, when you play Rutgers, these aren't gimmies. So for Michigan State, they could easily fall down to below the Vegas number. I can see why Vegas had them at 4.5 because you got about 5 games where you're flipping a coin. You won it last Saturday against Maryland. I don't know if it continues that way, but I will leave it at 7-5 for their ceiling.
David, Michigan, you started the year at 6-6. It looked incredibly negative. I still think it's a touch negative, but after what took place Saturday, talk to me.
Yeah, I can't come off the 6-6. I can't. There's nothing they've done that has impressed me at all. They struggled in their first game, and it got worse in the second game. So I'm going to stick to 6-6.
Okay, Michigan State.
For Michigan State, I believe I was at 7 as well for them. What flips it is the Michigan-Michigan State game in my mind. So I had Michigan State winning 7 games, and I'm going to keep it at 7 games.
Okay.
You actually had them beating Michigan before the year started.
I did, to make them have the 7th win, yeah.
I'll give my prediction, my expectations later. But let me just say this. I am not going anywhere near that right now. I am on to Prairie View. Kenny, expectations. Michigan, the realignment Michigan State. What do you have?
Michigan, I believe I set them at 9 wins a week ago. I'm going to bump that down to 8 wins. Now, Michigan State, I think I was really hard on Michigan State. I had them at like 4 wins. I'll bump them up to 5 or maybe even 6 wins.
Don't give me the maybes. I need a number.
Okay, I'll say 6 wins. Lock it in.
Okay. Yep. This is the day to realign. Yeah. This is, now, again, it may be an overreaction by fans or some of us. I don't know. The reason I wanted to go last is I don't think I'm altering much of anything. For Michigan, I thought it was 8 or 9. I thought there was a swing game in there and it was USC. The way they're playing, I think 8 is their ceiling. Whether they beat USC or not, I don't think they're beating Oregon. I don't think they're beating Ohio State. Could they drop a random game? Yes.
Yeah.
When you do not have quarterback play and you do not have an offense that is inspiring in any way, shape, or form, you get yourself in what we call Iowa games. And you know what happens in Iowa games? You Iowa. Like, they had no business losing to Iowa State. They just did.
Yeah.
So I'll go 8-4 for Michigan. I was at 9-3. It was 8 or 9 for me, and I went 9. I gave them benefit of the doubt.
I mean, did you think at the beginning of the year you would sit there and say those Iowa-type games that maybe at Washington, at Illinois, or at Indiana?
I can't go there with UW, but I get what you're saying. You're right. And the Cignettis, they don't play.
No. Well, the Big Berts.
Okay, that's their one. He can go back to the Moo Moo collection. For Michigan State, look, I said 7 at the start of the year. I don't accept less. It's impossible for me to put a lower expectation because if I expect worse, it means I need a different coach. 7-5 when you're playing Prairie View is 6-5.
Fair.
Now, beating Maryland allows me to maintain this pacing. Here's the other thing with Michigan State. I am not saying they're capable, that they're going to win these games. But if I ask all of you, if I ask Rico, Kenny, David, I ask you out there driving your car on this beautiful day, Michigan, Iowa, and Oregon, do any of those teams look as good as we thought they could be? No. Do those teams look lesser than? Yes. Does Michigan State, if Aiden Childs is him, as the kids say, cleans it up a little bit.
Last 5 minutes of the game, Aiden Childs.
Yeah, a guy who went on the road in the Big Ten and threw for 400 yards with a game-winning drive as an 18-year-old in his second career start. Look, it's not impossible. I can't go any higher than that because I do believe they have some woeful limitations. But 7 for State, 8 for Michigan. I want to know what you guys are going to react to now. You tell me. Look, Texas came in here and bodied you. They clowned you in your house. You want to say, well, Texas is really good. Truth, you're not. You can't look like you don't belong on the field if you're going to lay claim to being good. Mm-hmm. You got clowned. It was 24-3 at the half, and Texas decided to pack their bags. They were just waiting to go home. They could have put 50 on you with ease.
You know what it felt like? It was kind of like the Ohio State game that I left. Well, Ohio State could have kept scoring,
sure,
and just said, you know what, we'll take it easy on you guys.
Last few years against OSU, Michigan State, if OSU wanted to be bad guys about it, they could have been in the 70s.
It could have looked like when Michigan came there last year and said, no, we will be Richards and we will run up the score.
Sure.
Ohio State was just like, nah, we're good. You're not our enemy. Sorry about the, you know, your team.
You.
Sorry about what happened to your coach. And yeah good luck.
And again, if we want to have a deeper dive about each of these teams, that's what this discussion is for. I want to know what's causing your reset of expectations. I think for Michigan, it truly does boil down to two factors. A, your quarterback play. B, not knowing the other team's place. David, come on. The jokes write themselves. Just leave it alone.
But he was there.
Just give me that.
He was in Ann Arbor.
I know. Look, I know. I don't understand.
Maybe Sharon got a new number.
I'll leave it alone.
He wasn't getting a text message.
248-539-9797. Now, David, ticket text coming in. What are the early returns here? Because you don't have to redefine your expectations. If you believed Michigan was 8-4, you were ahead of the curve.
Or if you still think they can make the playoffs because it's expanded to 12 teams and it's only. Have you heard him? He is off the bandwagon.
John's going to need to be equipped with one of those construction beepers.
I actually have respect for him because he is now.
John's owning it.
He is.
He's not letting it play out.
No, he's not.
He's doing radio.
Yes.
Amen, big fella. Welcome to the profession.
Like, no, because here's the thing. If anybody knows about this team, it's him. And if he's saying, I'm concerned, that carries a lot of weight. And I'm like, wow, John, I mean, sorry, your team is bad, but I like your opinion.
Man, F that. What are you, Scott Hansen?
No,
F to sorry.
You know what? I apologize. It was taken the wrong way. And
I hope they lose 15 games and they only play 13. David, give me some of the ticket texts and then we'll get callers in the mix. But when you reset your expectation for your given team, I need a reason.
I was at 8-4 for Michigan. I'm going to drop them to 7-5. They will lose every game they're supposed to. And one they're not,
oh,
MSU.
Dear. Oh, dear.
So he says MSU would be 6-6. That's a long time.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
Wow.
I'll just tell you, you don't want that to happen.
Michigan State 8-4. Michigan 8-4. The Spartans 7-5. Nothing has changed for me.
Okay, so he had a more realistic view of his own team. Fair enough.
See, I wonder where the people who said playoffs, because there were some who said Michigan was going to make the playoffs. And you weren't being made fun of. I just wonder, have you changed your opinion?
And you don't have to. But you need to tell us why you're not. That's the fun of this. For State, it's easy. They have a I don't know what the... You know what he reminds me... Here's what Aiden Childs reminds me of. I'm sure I'll get skewered for this. He reminds me of a younger Cam Ward.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that what? Bad?
No,
Cam Ward, when he left Incarnate Word and he went to Wazoo, and you're like, who the hell is this guy? He's rifling the ball everywhere. Some of them are to the other team.
Right.
Some of them look like Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
But Cam Ward, early days, what you're seeing now at Miami is the finished product.
Correct. Aiden Childs, to me, is the pitcher with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and that's all he throws.
Mason Miller.
Right. So it's like, hey, a little bit of touch, drop it in the bucket. Yeah. Nah, I'm going to throw it right through that DB.
We'll get more to people. 248-539-9797.